of contracting germs, our next guest, Kim Whittaker, we spoke to her a couple of days ago, last Monday. She's a tourism business owner who had been diagnosed with COVID-19. The wonderful news, of course, in her self-isolation, social distancing as well with her family, she actually has recovered and she's back on her feet and on the mend, and she is joining us now. Kim, welcome back to Breakfast with Refilo. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Please let us know. I mean, you were taking us through the process of actually social distancing. You were saying it required routine. It was difficult, of course, with the kids. First of all, has anyone in the family picked up on the COVID-19?
So we've been monitoring their symptoms like really, really closely. And we think that everyone in the family did convert, so my husband and two children. Mainly, you know, the symptoms in my case were very mild, and in their cases as well. So the kids had one or two days where they were really tired and sort of lethargic, which is very unusual. And my husband also showed symptoms about 5 or 6 days after I had them, but also very mild. And right now, everyone is back feeling healthy, so we can assume that we all did, in fact, get it.
Okay, well, I'm really glad to hear that it sounds as though you're all well recovered. out of interest, I mean, I hear you've turned this into a bit of an opportunity. Please tell us a bit about that.
Well, I guess we're entering our fourth week in self-isolation, which is, I guess, quite good for us because we haven't been out into the outside world and we've sort of had a bit of time and distance to think. And a few weeks ago, I was on a call to some entrepreneurs in Italy, in Lombardy, and they were saying, you know, that this is really a really bad health crisis. And what they would have done 2 weeks earlier is that they would have arranged hotels for the nursing and healthcare staff and the doctors to stay in the hospital so that they wouldn't have to commute and risk infecting their families. It was really struck a chord with me. So I started investigating and seeing how we could put our own hotel rooms to use. We have two big properties standing empty now in Cape Town and Johannesburg.
Right.
And as I spoke to healthcare workers and hospital general managers, I just saw that they were so focused on the actual crisis and sort of, you know, getting masks and getting gloves and, you know, organizing rosters, that trying to organize accommodation was just quite a headache.
Right.
So we built a platform called UbuntuBeds.org, and we reached out to the whole travel community around the country and put a call out to bed owners to list their beds, mm-hmm. either for free or at a very small nominal charge. And we're busy building a database now. We've also requested healthcare workers to sign up individually and as groups as well. And what we're seeing is, I think we've had over 200 healthcare workers sign up since Monday. Yeah, and around 140 accommodations. And so what we're seeing is that we can start matching up the need with the supply. So we found that hospitality owners are really sort of generous in saying we want to help.
That's great. And the alternative is nothing, right? Because tourism is shut down and no one can actually book their hotels. So at least they're putting the beds, the empty beds, to good use.
Exactly. Yeah.
How many hotels or how many beds providers are on there? Is it open just to hotels or Airbnb as well?
So Airbnb has actually got their own fantastic initiative globally, which I heard about a few days ago as well. And they're actually also building a database of Airbnbs. We have got a few apartments listed already on our platform, but most Airbnb users are actually listing directly with Airbnb.
Okay.
So most on our side, it's guest houses, lodges, B&Bs, hotels, backpackers, anything from 3 bedrooms to 60 bedrooms or 120.
And to what extent does this undo the intention of social distancing?
Well, healthcare workers, to a certain extent, are, you know, they're working with patients. They're coming in and out of hospital every day. And I think our major concern is, first of all, the commute to work. So most of the healthcare workers that have signed up have their own cars, so they're using public transport. So the city minute, 45 minute commute back and forth from work is a concern, sitting in public transport. The second concern is, of course, if you're not living alone and you're going home to a family, four people, six people, and then the risk of infection or, infecting a loved one becomes quite high. So if they're able to stay in a hotel or B&B or backpackers right next to the hospital, they can walk to work. They've got a pretty rigorous hygiene protocol at the hotel in any case. So it's not like, so they've got those scrubs. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they weren't operating under COVID, so I was curious.
Yeah. So from our perspective, I think that we're working with the Department of Health and waiting for their guidelines, their specific guidelines on how to operate during these circumstances. With how often you need to change the linen, how often one should be cleaning. How exactly, obviously looking at our own staff protection is paramount. Mm. So how do we protect hospitality workers with the right protective gear so they don't get infected while cleaning a room, etc.?
Yeah. Okay.
And I must say the Department of Health National has come forward and said they're willing to help, drop those guidelines. We've had Provincial Health also reach out from the Western Cape saying they'll help sort of put them together.
Brilliant.
So everyone's trying to work towards the same direction, and every day the landscape is changing.
And which hospitals are these closest to? Have you targeted specific neighbourhoods?
Well, our Cape Town hotels and gardens. So we spoke to all the surrounding hospitals in that area. So Mediclinic, Western Cape Health, City of Cape Town Health. And we've gotten some positive responses.
Okay.
We have about 25 healthcare workers moving in the next few days.
Okay,
in
great.
Cape Town. And in Johannesburg, we're situated in Braamfontein, and we're still working on the supply there.
Is that for Mill Park?
Yeah, they're quite a, exactly. Mill Park, there are a few Medcare facilities.
Okay.
So, wherever we can help, we're opening our doors.
Fantastic. Well, Kim, thank you so much for turning a weird moment in pandemic history into an opportunity. And I'm so happy that you and your family are recovered. It's always good to know. All the best and stay healthy. All right, then. That's Kim Whitaker, tourism business owner, the founder of Ubuntu.org.